From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Israel-Gaza frontier remains quiet after a barrage of mortar shells and rockets Tuesday struck southern Israel, wounding three soldiers and prompting retaliation in the form of tank fire and airstrikes. It was considered the worst violence since the 2014 Gaza War. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the Israeli military delivered what he called the strongest blow in years, aimed at more than 60 Hamas and Islamic Jihad targets. A Palestinian official credited Egyptian mediation for a ceasefire. Israel stopped short of agreeing to that. Hamas and Islamic Jihad said they launched dozens of rockets and mortar shells following the killing of more than 100 Palestinians by Israeli troops along the border frontier in weeks of protests. The U.N. Security Council met in an emergency session about the matter. Mideast envoy Nikolai Mladenov warned the region was on the brink of war.
I'm afraid that the last 2 days have seen the most serious escalation since the 2014 conflict between Hamas and Israel. And they have been a warning to all of us how close we are to the brink of war every day.
Kuwait blocked a U.S. draft statement strongly condemning the rocket and mortar fire. It offered a draft resolution to protect Palestinians. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, speaking Wednesday in Mali, said resolving the jihadist and ethnic violence is key to peace across that country. The UN chief spoke as he visited the central Mopti region. Speaking at a command post to the G5 Sahel force, the UN chief underscored the need to secure financial backing of the 5,000-strong force formed with troops from Mali, Mauritania, Niger, Chad, and Burkina Faso. Those troops are designed to confront the jihadist threat. This is VOA News. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov met Thursday in Pyongyang with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and invited him to Moscow. Those talks coincide with efforts in the U.S. to get a proposed summit underway. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, senior North Korean official Kim Jong-chol are holding more talks in New York Thursday after a first session Wednesday night over dinner, both sides preparing for that possible meeting between President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said preparations continue as well in Singapore and at the Korean Truce Village of Panmunjom.
As the president says, if it happens, we'll certainly be ready. The advance team led by Deputy Chief of Staff Joe Hagan met with the North Korean team in Singapore earlier today. And again, expected to do so tomorrow. We also have reports back from the DMZ. The U.S. delegation led by Ambassador Sung Kim met with North Korean officials earlier today as well, and their talks will continue. So far, the readout from these meetings has been positive, and we'll continue to move forward in them.
The top agenda item is said to be denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, with both sides believed to be far apart on just what that means. As a Friday deadline approaches, France and Germany Wednesday vowed to respond firmly if the U.S. imposes tariffs on steel and aluminum of EU imports due to a global glut that threatens U.S. manufacturing. French economy minister Bruno Le Maire said Europe will not accept tariffs. The Wall Street Journal said the EU tariff exemption could end as early as Thursday. Meanwhile, China has criticized a renewed U.S. threat to impose duties on $50 billion of its imports over the issue of intellectual property theft, both sides sitting down for talks in Beijing. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta has vowed no mercy for thieves, a reference to the prosecution of dozens accused of stealing tens of millions of dollars in public funds. The country's public prosecutor said two dozen civil servants and businessmen arrested for alleged fraudulent activity involved with the National Youth Service are going to remain in custody until the next hearing next week. New Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel is in Caracas in his first foreign trip in a show of solidarity with his Venezuelan counterpart Nicolas Maduro following his controversial re-election. That ballot was condemned by the U.S., European Union, and several Latin countries as failing to meet democratic standards. In a symbolic move, the U.S. military has renamed its Hawaii-based Pacific Command the Indo-Pacific Command, underscoring the growing importance of India in Asia. U.S. stocks ended higher in Wednesday trading, with the benchmark Dow Jones Index recovering most of the losses sustained Tuesday to close at 24,667. U.S. economic growth in the first quarter was revised downward at 2.2%. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, mama. Hello, Africa. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vanney. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors, so relax wherever you are. Let me take you around Africa on disc, because today it's going to be real hot as we take off from Cameroon with Micheline Ewang in Le Petit Matin. And right after that, African Thriller by the award-winning Rocky Dauni of Ghana, and Posa Ya Bolingo by Alicia Stelogi of the Democratic Republic of Congo. But right now, let's take it to the top with this cool and calculated lady, beautiful from Cameroon, Micheline Ewang, Le Petit Matin.
Sassy, I'm so in love with African beats on The Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy. Boom, boom.
Saya Bolingo, Alicia Stelogi of the Democratic Republic of Congo, and right before that was Rocky Dawune of Ghana in African Thriller, and Le Petit Matin by Micheline Wang of Cameroon. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Van De Heer in Washington, pushing and pulling the beats for you. I'll be right back with more music that is gonna rock your moment, so stay close.
It's JR alongside Amzad Links.
Hello, Africa. This is JR, the Bon Sierra Leonean, reggae singer-songwriter based out of Washington, D.C. You are tuned in to the African Beat with David Vandy of The Voice of America. Keep it locked.
Now let's take a trip to Côte d'Ivoire with Monique Seka in this all-time favorite, beautiful music, Missionwa. And right after that, Nyandebo by Emmacine of Sierra Leone and Aye by Davido of Nigeria. Miss you are right now with Monique Seka of Côte d'Ivoire.
Missy one, madam, missy one. magic when I serve. Oh, yeah, the bow.
If you want me, I want you. If you like me, I like you. I ram pam pam to daddy. I ram pam pam to daddy. Yeah,
I'll be a sugar hali. Yellow baby. Well, my wants man, you gonna say, woman, pass man. My make to man see. Buy you moto, or if not, it's good, nana, it's good, oh, it's good, nana, skikiri.
Yeah.
Davido of Nigeria. And right before that, Nyandebo, beautiful music by Emerson Bokeri of Sierra Leone, and Miss You Are by Monique Seka of Cote d'Ivoire. This is your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Vander here in Washington. Stay tuned. I'll be back with more music.
Remember, every sound of the drum that you hear is an African beat. And this is the sounds of Africa.
African beats.
You love the African beat. We love you. And so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about the show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about this show. If you have a request, you can also call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And the number again is 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. This is your super show, The African Beat, bringing you music from across the continent. Music that will make your day. Tanzania is going to be our next stop right now with Nakungangania by Milka Kakete. And right after that, Ethiopia's Abush Zeleke comes in with Jela Jilo. And Forever by Dobes featuring Mampi of Zambia. Nakungangania right now with Milka Kakete of Tanzania.
Nakunganga,
wabadilisha ndoto za
ndoto za kuonewa
wabadilisha ndoto za Wanipatia ndoto za Yusufu
Taniketisha na wakuu
Mimi na kunganga Nganga, nganga, ngangania Na kunganga Nganga, nganga, ngangania
Na kunganga, ngangania Nganga, ngangania Na kunganga, ngangania Nganga, ngangania Usinipite Uniponye na unibariki
Lagas
Ahorobasigale
Ahorobasigale dead into a place when you want down.
Now put you be my usher.
Follow speak or be your kiddo.
Full of cool on the man on the blonde.
Okupia money off when a panga.
Prove a language, your lesser to panga.
Now take that time for anywhere.
Now bend that sana.
Where Sherry won't go.
When
Benzie won't go.
All I need is you, no one else. I can never let you go. Cause I look up in my heart for the kids in the sea. Just a single red rose in the red. And she came from heaven. What a troublemaker girl. I'm a pure mind. Read another little bit of spine. Treat you good, treat me bad. I keep on coming back. I'm trying to move on, miss you first. And I wonder who to blame. Does it really feel the same? Cause you took me by surprise. And I never realized you're the reason why I breathe. Every kiss and every touch. With the cup of injection, perfection. And me and you forever is the end. Yeah, love you, man. Yeah, love you, man.
What is the end?
Zambia's Dobes featuring Mampi in Forever, and right before that is Jala Jilo by Abush Zeleke of Ethiopia and Nakungangania by Milka Kakete of Tanzania. You are listening to your favorite music show, The African Beat on the Voice of America, broadcasting from Washington, D.C.
Hi, this is Rebecca and you're listening to The African Beats on Voice of America. African Beats will make you dance and dance till dawn.
And let the music continue to roll, because this is the show that brings happiness into your homes. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, this is your moment. Make use of it. Remember, The African Beat comes to you Mondays through Fridays. And right now, Uganda is going to be our next stop with Halima Namakula in Africa Yeto. Right after that, Nare by Daddy V of Kenya, featuring Frankie Paul and Naomi. And then we bring in some super African stars, Davido, Tiwa Savage, Sakodi, and Lola Ray, all in Africa Rising. We are one Africa. Beautiful tune. But first, Africa Year 2 by Halima Namakula of Uganda.
Yeah, 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 mama.
Rising One Africa. Yes, I love this beat. Davido, Tiwa Savage, Sakodi, Lola Ray, all beautiful and wonderful stars from Africa. And right before that was Nare by Daddy V of Kenya, featuring Frankie Paul and Naomi. And Africa Year 2 by Halima Namakula of Uganda. With all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African beat on the Voice of America.
Upendo wetu na amani, tena pia Mugabe bendera baba.